Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Matthew Richardson. Matthew? Hello? Okay, hold on 1 second, everyone. Matthew?
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Matthew? Okay, everyone. Hold on 1 more second. I have no clue what has happened. I'm so sorry about this.
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
So when we get on, I say hello, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you ask this question.
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, everyone. This is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today Matthew Richardson.
Hey, hello.
I'm so sorry, everybody, about the technical difficulty we had earlier. All right, so are you part of a label?
No, currently I'm unsigned. I just make music in my room as of now.
Oh, Okay, awesome. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you first start producing and emceeing?
I first started rapping, like, when I was really little, like, 5, you know. Me and my cousin, my aunt, we always used to rap in her basement, like, make little CDs by ourselves to, like, listen to, like, just freestyle. But now I've been taking it more seriously, and I started producing about, I started producing seriously about a year and a half.
Okay. Interesting. So what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
I'm not like a trap rapper. I rap about things that I experience and things I see, things I go through, like everyday life, or many people say it's like conscience more than anything.
Awesome. So what inspired you to become an artist?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that inspired me, such as Nas has to be one of my favorite rappers. Like, I always admire him when it comes to rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And producers-wise, there's a lot, but, like, you know, Dr. Dre, DJ Shadow, Flying Lotus. Like, I just take a lot of different genres that I like, and they inspired me to create something new in my music.
Awesome. So what do you do when you're – well, have you ever performed? I should ask that first.
do you count talent shows?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what do you do when you're not performing?
When I'm not performing, I just walk outside, take a walk, you know, just enjoy nature or – reading a book that I like, or just playing video games.
Awesome. So, do you have a mixtape that's already out?
No, but I'm currently working on one as we speak. Don the Dreamer supposed to get it out by this month or next month, depending how if things go well. But you should see it soon.
Okay, and where would it be able to be purchased?
It would be for free on my SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and I'm gonna try to get it on every mixtape website possible and AudioMac.
Cool. So, what do you think makes you different from the rest?
One, I produce and rap, and with my album that's coming out, I'm gonna be making. I produce all the records. So it's going to be me having full control, and not a lot of people have full control over the music. And I just think I bring a unique style to the table, but it's not anything off-putting, but it's something refreshing.
Okay. So where did you get your name from?
Matthew Richardson. My real name is Christopher Chase, but Matthew is my middle name, and Richardson is my father's last name. And other people told me they search up my name, and it's like a name of a famous violinist. So that's pretty cool, too.
Aw. So how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, you are now the youngest person that I have interviewed on my show. Yay. Awesome.
Thanks.
So, what is your favorite song out of all of your songs that you've made?
Favorite song, it has to be, that's pretty hard. I make a lot of stuff that I like. In terms of just rapping, like just me rapping, mm-hmm. I have to say the song called One Word that I made, I just flow over the entire thing, just like based off pure rapping, I would say that alone is like one of my best and favorite songs.
Okay. And what about songs that you have produced?
I made a song for this singer named Shuri. She's a good singer and a rapper. She has a song called Queendom, and I produced that. It's like piano bass and very mellow, and it suits her singing very well. So I think that's one of my best produced songs also.
Awesome. So do you have a favorite event that you've performed at?
Just that talent show.
Okay.
For now.
Well, how many shows have you done?
I would say about three.
Pretty good. Awesome. So, where are you from?
I am from Washington, D.C.
Awesome. So, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play piano pretty well, and I'm planning to, like, play saxophone, because saxophone is just... Like, I don't know, it's such a beautiful sound.
It is, definitely. Awesome. So, what are your songs about?
My songs are about anything I experience, like, everyday life for me. Mm-hmm. You know, things that I see going on around my family, my environment, and so on. Most of the people I talk to say I have a lot of social commentary within my raps.
Mm. Okay, cool. So do you write your own song?
Of course.
Okay, so do you have like a ritual that you have when you're getting ready to write?
It has to be at night. I have to eat food so I can, like, you know, be energized.
Oh.
And I just have to be in that moment. Like, I have to be, like, in a mood to rap where everything can just come out on paper, but then I can just say it on the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So who are your musical influences?
I'm inspired from Nas. He's one of my favorite rappers. Kendrick Lamar, his new album is pretty good. Killer Mike, and producers wise, I say Flying Lotus. I like his music, like Dr. Dre, DJ Premier, Knife Wonder. Like, it's so many people, but I think those I just named are like the main ones.
Okay. Cool. So, how do you describe your music to people?
I have a hard time doing that because I noticed that I change up what I do a lot. Like, one time I was, like, in, like, a boom bap old school hip-hop phase, and then I went to, like, this orchestral, like, it's more, like, thematic than other songs. And then just this short time I did like a little bit of trap music, you know. But I just have a lot of styles and I don't know how to go about them.
Okay. So what image do you think your music conveys?
Say that again.
What image do you think your music conveys?
My music conveys just current events that's going on, I guess, you know, anything that's going on around us and the problems and how we should deal with them, or just like little things like, you know, relationships, or big things like racism.
Okay. So what are your immediate music career goals, like from the next 1 to 3 years?
In the next 3 years, I see myself being at least well-known in locally in D.C. or the DMV area.
Mm-hmm.
And having, like, major artists, you know, co-signing me, checking out for my music. I see myself being on my way to the top.
Awesome. So what are your long-term career goals?
Long term, I plan on like managing my money, so you know I won't be like broke within next 3 years. And find other artists that make music similar to me or music that I like also, and then give them an opportunity to promote themselves and become like me.
Awesome. So how would you define the word success?
Success is when you make it to a point in life where you're content with when you're content with life, I guess.
Okay. So when you're getting ready to perform, do you ever get nervous?
Yes, I got nervous of the times I performed, but usually I just power through it. Like, the first seconds, I'm kind of, like, slow, but as I progress through the song, I'm getting louder and feeling more confident in myself.
Cool. Okay. So how would you rate your live performance ability?
It's at a strong 9. Like, if sometimes I didn't, spoke too low into the mic when I'm beginning, but, you know, I always end off really strong, I would be a 10. I guess next time when I perform, I give it all I have and just crank it up to 11.
Awesome. So where – oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. How has music played parts in your life? Wrong way to say that question. Okay.
Music, it's like an outlet to express myself, how I'm feeling, because usually I'm not a talkative person, but when you listen to my music, I tend to express everything that's going on in my mind. You get to know more about me rather than when I'm talking to you. Because I don't speak a lot. So compared to my music, you'll know much more about me.
Okay. Okay, so this is the question I was actually trying to ask. I know, but you asked this question awesomely. So what kinds of times and places has music played an important role in your life?
Repeat that again, the beginning.
What times has music played an important what is going on today? Has music played an important role in your life?
What time? All the time, I guess, because music music, there's always sort of music that go with how you feel and your mood at the time being, and I always listen to music.
Okay. So how do you think your music would be perceived if you were a woman?
Immortal?
I'm sorry?
How am I, repeat that? I'm sorry. Phone breaking up.
Okay. I cannot find my question. Hold on. Okay. If you were a woman, how different do you think your music would be received?
I'm not very sure about that.
Take a minute to think about it.
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Definitely fine. So, why did you choose to be a rapper?
Rapping expresses how I feel. Like I said, I just needed an outlet to express myself. All the time talking is always not the answer. And making music and being a rapper allows you to express yourself as well as having a creative output. Like, there's music, so you're not just, talking. You have to make it rhyme, put it into a certain way so it can appeal to other people, as well. So being a rapper, I chose to be a rapper because I can express myself in creative ways.
Okay. And why did you choose to be a producer?
Pretty much the same thing, but it's more abstract because instruments aren't really considered words, but when you play notes in a certain way and rhythm, it can convey a feeling.
So let's get to your song. The first one is called A Leaf. Tell me what inspired that song.
It was an instrumental track I worked on. It was inspired by me at night, just like, you know, I was in the mood to make beats. It's down tempo, but it's up tempo at the same time. It's hard. It has hard drums, and like anybody want to rap on it and like spit some bars, you can do that.
Okay. All right. So this is A Leaf by Matthew Richardson.
I wasn't trying to make it too long, and I didn't put the lyrics on there yet.
Okay. All right. That was A Leaf by Matthew Richardson. And so the next song is called...
Can we do How It Is?
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah.
What's going on here?
How It Is?
Yes, How It Is. How It is the next song. Let me know what inspired that one.
I made the beat a while ago. Me and my cousin, we decided to chill out in my room, make music. Mm-hmm. And I played the beat for him. He was like, yeah, this is the one we should, like, use. And, like, catch everyone's attention. And I was like, yeah, we can do that. And we came up with a concept. We was going on about issues like in this generation, like children, teenagers, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we traded bars off that. Like we helped each other with each other's verses. Like when I did four bars, he did it. Like we let each other hear it. Like tweak out our verses together, and it was like a collaborative project that we did.
Okay, awesome. So this is How It Is. It is by Matt Rich and Young Savage and produced by Matthew Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I relax, every weather is bad, niggas hit in the west. Niggas are tired, it's truth in your ass. I ain't never realized making mistakes from the high.
And yeah, I wish my only bad mistake on my ice king. I ain't talking about fairness, I was more than the generation, man. I'm being efficient, furthermore, the government got hood, this is the case.
Never stuck with the devil, then never stuck off the hustle, man. All these others are looking to say you feel it, I feel it. All they worry about busting, fix all they say, I feel it. After this, my whole family's with it.
We need to make a renovation to this generation. Instagram, niggas hating Instagram. It's the surface, I'm playing games. We make the world run a perfect society. Cursing the world, but not the ones who working. Everybody cutting, everybody telling, everybody making moves to the world. Put your body in the earth, try to see it till you run. Tell it to you, show you why we sad. Tell it to the earth. I am. I am. Generation.
That was How It Is by Matt Rich and Young Savage. The next song is called One Word. Tell me what inspired that song.
One Word was a rap that I wrote a while back, too. It was just, I was in a mood to just go ahead and just make a rap that just goes, like, I can't explain it. A rap that just raps, like. You just want to hear, like, a flow that sounds nice, but also he's saying some stuff that little minor things go off his chest, then that's that rap.
Okay. Awesome. So this is One Word, D. Richardson.
One word to stop. I'm having
throw punches. Hit my old folks that I'm tired of playing myself before these old folks never appreciate you. Want to make sure I'm going to the right to never say it. So it's a bust to see. I'm tired of grooving. I'm on the street. I'm not the one that I'm going to get to the first flying away. I think I'm having this. I'm having a chest day. So I have to get up on the couch. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to have to go on the chest. I'm going to go to bed.
That was One Word by Matthew Richardson.
Yep.
So the next song is called No Words. Tell me what inspired that song.
I wanted to make an R&B track, you know, something you can sing on but also potentially rap on. Mm-hmm. It's a little slow, mellow, but it still has, like, that aggressiveness in the background. So, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, I'm trying to find it. Okay. Okay, No Words is on the SoundCloud, right?
No Worries, yes.
Okay, hold on.
No, actually it's not.
Okay. All right. Well, how about we play Wonder?
Okay.
Okay. So tell me what inspired Wonder.
I was in, like, a moment to make jazz, you know, like a do a jazz influence instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Has saxophone, you know, piano, strings. It has a mellow background. Yeah.
Awesome. So this is Wonder by Matthew Richardson. Thank you. Wonder by Matthew Richardson. The last song I'm going to play is called Lost Souls. Tell me what inspired that song.
Lost Souls?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it was like, oh, like, yeah. You not play that? It's not a good representation.
Oh, you want me to pick something else?
Yeah, that's like very old. Like,
okay. How about Black Haze?
Nah, that's old too.
Oh Lord. Okay. Let's see. How about Heaven, Safe Place?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty recent.
Okay.
I want people to get a feel for my recent stuff. Like, it's better, like, high quality. I was learning back then.
Okay, so what inspired Heaven's Safe Place?
You know, I like playing video games, and there's this game called Kingdom Hearts that I sampled from the soundtrack. I took the strings, I played with them a little bit, played them in reverse, you know, pitched them down. It's a very, like, it's a reminiscence of, like, kind of old school, but it's new at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So, here is Heavens by Matthew Richardson. I'm going to go to the hospital.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.